Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Dale. And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. As always, there is much to discuss. You may, of course, take control. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find all kinds of features. We give them to you. Those other people in the radio business, the hot shot talk show hosts out there, they want to charge you for their websites, and we do it for free. So head over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Now, there's much to discuss, as I mentioned. In fact, including deregulation, people are freaking out here in our very own New Hampshire about the idea that apparently some of the beauty school stuff, the beauty regulations, may be repealed, and they're flipping out. Apparently this means everyone's going to get their scalps burned and their ears lobbed off. So we'll touch
people
on that.
People could die!
This reminds me of the outlaw manicurist.
Right.
That was the justification back then, was, oh, we have to, you know, regulate this and make sure people don't...
Well, the outlaw manicurist that you mentioned was a man who decided that he was going to protest these manicuring licensing laws by going out in front of the actual location of the bureaucracy that runs this stuff and giving a manicure without having a license and charging for it. So it's because it's usually legal to give a manicure if you don't charge for it. But if you charge for it, then it's illegal and dangerous, and, you know, we have to have licenses for this.
Yep.
So they're talking.
You could kill somebody with a manicure that you charge for.
Yeah. So, well, let's just jump right into this, and then we'll get to an issue of regarding bigotry and the liberty movement that I know that Dale wants to talk about tonight. Of course, your calls, if you make them, are the primary element. 800-259-9231 is the number. The story from the Concord Monitor, concordmonitor.com. Headline, now this isn't sensational or anything, deregulation is enough to make your hair fall out. So say outraged barbers and aestheticians.
Aestheticians.
Yeah. If House Bill 446 passes, prepare for a bad hair day. That, those in the styling biz say, is what legislators will get if they repeal the regulatory authority the state gives certain professionals. And a bad haircut is just the tip of the cowlick. Cosmetologists deal with high heat and chemicals, with perms and colorings and bleach. That takes training. 1,500 hours, in fact, as is currently required by law.
You know, I bleach my hair.
Yourself?
A lot. Yes, myself.
Are you trained?
For years now.
Did you get the certification first?
No, I follow the instructions on the box. I've never burned my scalp off.
Wait a second,
I've never had any kind of adverse reaction. I'm an amateur. I just go and do it, and I pay $5 at Walmart.
You know, I've been living my whole life thinking that that's the color of your hair. And
I'm very good at it.
Apparently you are.
Just from experience. But I've never, ever... I mean, it may not have been the best job, like, as far as how good it looked or whatever.
You got the genes
when I started.
Already.
But I didn't burn my scalp off. I didn't have any kind of, you know, it tells you some things. Like, you know, do a test and see if you're allergic. Do a little quick test on your skin, see if you're allergic.
See, that's what
I didn't bother with it. I'm like, eh, puh, whatever.
Well, no.
We're talking about burned heads, toxic materials, potential clown-colored hair. Or, can you believe this?
It's such a horror story. Like you know... you know, anarchy will ensue if they stop issuing these licenses.
Right. Well, he's just trying to make it as many hair puns as he can. He's taking a pretty dry story.
It's not a pun. There wasn't a pun in there. There was a pun earlier, but not in that sentence. Anyway, potential clown-colored hair or hair even falling out. We're talking about skin infections and toasted tanners, too, since aestheticians and tanning facilities are also listed in the bill. So is barbering and landscape architecture and court reporting and athletic training and recreational therapy. Oh, no! Oh, whatever will we do if the state isn't there to protect us from these...
Well, the state will be there to protect them if that's what they want. I mean, Pete, this... If it's just not required by law, then it will be voluntary. And I don't have to get my hair cut at any place that doesn't have a state license if I don't want to.
Is that what the proposal is? That not to abolish the state's regulatory board, but
I don't know.
Make it voluntary?
As far as I'm concerned, they should be cut loose, not be given state funding, and then they'll just fund themselves through their memberships. The server customers like anything else. I don't have any idea how they're going to do it. I'm just saying that, look, I have the option of not going to a place that... I should have the option of not going to a place that is, you know, licensed by the government, and I should have to reap the consequences. If I go to a court and I say, hey, you know, yeah, I knew that they weren't licensed by the government, but I decided to try it anyway, and yeah, my hair fell out. You know, maybe the jury will say, well, you know, you should have gone someplace where they were licensed.
Buyer beware. It's not to say that you can't get hair services from people outside of these licensed facilities.
Well, I mean, it's not like saying that the government has to license everything. Zagat's licenses restaurants with their little survey thing. The Consumer Reports offers, you know, ratings on companies.
I don't know if
I trust those better because they actually have a reputation that they're trying to protect and maintain, and you know, there really is no sense of accountability with the government because they're the government, and they always will be, and you have no choice with them. These other organizations that check up on people, they have better reputations for keeping quality, keeping an eye on quality. UL, is it called UL? The
Underwriters Laboratories
mm-hmm. has an incredible reputation. If you see UL stamped on a sticker, a UL label on an electronics product, That's pretty good certification of safety.
Well, they've got even another company.
It's not government.
That's great too.
Yeah. Using the terms licensing in place of certification, it makes me feel a little icky. Mark, you used it a moment ago, saying that Zagat's licenses restaurants, and maybe you could. I mean, there's certainly some similarities between the terms. If you look up licensing, the second definition is a certificate, tag, plate, etc., giving proof of such permission, official permit. But the number one definition is formal permission from a government to do something, as in carry on a business or profession, the legal right to use so on and so forth. So I feel like certification is a much more accurate term, because certification usually implies, you know, it's a voluntary choice. You've chosen to get your restaurant certified by Zagat's. You are certified by Zagat's, but are you licensed? I think license kind of conveys that you have been given permission to do business in general. I could be wrong about that. It's just, it feels more governmental and coercive to me.
I think people exchange the terms themselves.
So back to the scary story here about what will happen in the absence of these government licenses. Who needs licensing when it comes to these jobs, the bill's sponsors ask. Too much regulation in our lives already, they say. Not enough competition in free market enterprise, they claim. If your head gets burned by a nasty chemical, so be it. Freedom isn't free. This bill gives me, the consumer, the choice as to whether I want to pay the higher price to someone who's licensed, according to...
Who says that that's so, though? I mean, who says that the person with the license is going to charge more than the person without the license or the certificate or whatever?
Well, it kind of makes sense because you spent money on the license.
No,
that's true.
It also doesn't mean that the person with the license isn't going to burn your head or make your hair fall out.
It doesn't mean that either.
That's what gets me, is that there's this notion that there's this aura of safety surrounding the person that has a license.
Right. Here's what would work as far as a certification goes. Not some crappy thing from the government where you have to take 1,500 hours of something that you may or may not do, because it's in all likelihood. I've heard that barbers, you know, that don't give color treatments or anything like that have to get certified in all these other things. I go to a barber shop. I want some guy to, you know, that's going to cut my hair with a thing that goes,
yeah,
you know, and cough and clear his throat while he's doing it. I mean, you know, that's what I'm looking for in my hair cutting experience. However, other people want their hair tinted, you know, foil and whatever it is you do, Dale. And you know, I don't want those things. I don't need that from my hair cutting expert. What would work is a certification company that says, look, if there's a problem with your haircut, we, certification company ABC, will cover any costs, medical bills, anything. We'll cover it because we believe in Joe so much that we're going to cover it. Now, that would be something that works. What's the state going to do if you get a bad haircut from somebody they've certified?
You could ding the licensee.
Yeah, you can go after the person who did it. You could do that anyway.
I mean, the state would. They would find the licensee and they'd keep the money.
They wouldn't fix your damages. They would compensate you for the damages.
Of course not. 1-800-259-9231. Well, I mean, they have to.
We're supposed to feel good that they hurt someone else. I got hurt, so hurt someone else, and I'll feel better.
Exactly right, Dale. And that's where the government really goes wrong in a lot of areas. Is they don't provide restitution with their government justice system. 800-259-9231. You take control. More about the scary world of unlicensed barbering next.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen or bath. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for the project. Go now and log on to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other contractors in your area. Just go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, architect, or any other home service, then you need to visit homepro123.servicemagic.com. Today, it's easy, it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those features on us. We've got news updates. You want to be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live? Just go to news.freetalklive.com. I recommend you sign up for the email list. That's the way to guarantee that you're going to see everything that that we put out there. Of course, if you prefer Facebook or Twitter, you can do those too. We've got the three different delivery methods for you. So go to news.freetalklive.com. Pick one, pick two, take all three if you want. That's news.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. It's right there at the top of our banner column. As we continue with a scary, scary story from the Concord Monitor in New Hampshire, there, where apparently there's a bill that has been proposed. Whether it will pass or not is another question, but I just thought it was interesting to look at the hysterics surrounding the proposed idea of making it so that you don't have to have a license in order to perform something like, oh, I don't know, giving a haircut or filing someone's nails. Or in this case, they say that even athletic training will be included. They'll be deregulating recreational therapy, landscape architecture, barbering, etc. So we'll get back into this here.
What's their excuse for landscape architecture?
You know, it's important to have government licenses, Mark.
They could plant something poisonous out there. You know, I mean, just anything. God, these people.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we'll get back to that here in a moment. But Mox is on the line listening in New York. Mox, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight? Hello, Mox. Mox in New York, going once. Mox in New York, going twice. Mox is gone. All right, 800-259-9231. So are you afraid of the idea of deregulation, of making it so that products and services can be offered in the marketplace without having to beg government's permission in order to do so first? Well, the person writing this article for the Concord Monitor clearly has an opinion, and it does call him a columnist, so I guess this is kind of an opinion piece. Anyway, back to the proposal here. Representative Neil Kirk, a Ware Republican, said outside Representatives Hall yesterday, "It's about choice and opportunity," he said. "Try telling that," says the article to the cosmetology community, represented at a legislative hearing yesterday by a line longer than Rapunzel's hair. All the bigwigs showed up, including Nashua's Pam New, who owned her own salon for 31 years. She's also the president of the New Hampshire Cosmetology Association.
Really? What a surprise. I love you. You think she has a vested interest?
She rallied the troops, collecting petitions with thousands of signatures piled into two Tupperware boxes from licensed cosmetologists and their customers. See, they're all very concerned.
She's paid a protection fee to keep other people from competing with her business.
That's
and
right.
And she aims to take advantage of what she paid for.
Now,
she paid for that protection.
I don't know if I'm remembering correctly, but if I'm recalling right, it was back when the outlaw manicurist did his thing, where he, in here in New Hampshire, gave a manicure without a license for money out in front of the Bureau of Licensing or whatever they call themselves, and was arrested for it. Now, when he did that, we talked about this issue, and we dug into this, and we found out that the New Hampshire licensing for cosmetology, barbering, and those sorts of things, was put into place at the suggestion or the advocation of one lady, and I'm not going to go out on a limb and say it was Pam New, but that name sounds awfully familiar, because this lady who was advocating creating a licensing program for the cosmetology world just so happened to run the school, the one school, the cosmetology school here in New Hampshire. And she happened to be a state representative, as I understand it, at the same time.
Mm. Oh, that's convenient.
How so, suspicious. Hey, how about that? So she created a law that makes it so that everybody that wants to be a licensed barber or cosmetologist...
She created the law?
She was a representative.
She introduced it, I would assume.
If I'm remembering correctly,
okay.
The woman who runs the school that does the educating for this 1,500 hours of educating that is required in order to get
required,
this...
Well, it's required,
right.
And she... runs the school.
She runs the school.
Provides that 1,500 hours, which I'm sure is quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she makes a little bit of cash there.
Well, it's the only place you can get one of these licenses.
Well, there you go.
Right now, this by the way goes to the point that even though here in New Hampshire we can brag about how the so-called representatives only make $100 a year or $200 or something like that for the senators. It's still a seat of power. It's still a place where people who are attracted to power are attracted to. This woman used her $100 a year seat to guarantee herself probably thousands of dollars a year.
A good living wage for a long time.
Yes.
So anyway, Pam New comes out from the New Hampshire Cosmetology Association, rallying the troops, piled two Tupperware boxes high with thousands of signatures from licensed cosmetologists and their customers. See, even the customers are concerned this.
If you didn't get that piece of if you didn't send that piece of paper back into the licensing organization that they asked you for, I wonder what would happen to your license the next time around. Or if they called you and specifically asked for it, and you said, look, I don't believe in unionization, and I think that this is a coercion, and that you shouldn't be doing this. I bet it might be a little harder to get your license the next time around.
we'll continue here, but I know Jericho has some thoughts here. Listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Hello, Jericho.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Licensing, man. Driver's license, marriage license, builder's license, manicurist license. This is all a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but a big scam to make money from the government. It's all it is. I don't see where the government has any say on who you marry. Of course, you marry who you want, but I don't see why they have to make a buck off it. I spent quite a few years in the construction industry, home building, and I never had a license. Basically, we would work underneath someone else, you know, who would hire us. You know, we weren't the actual contractor building the homes. We were like the little guys at the bottom. But what you see in Virginia, you have to have X amount of dollars in the bank, X amount of years experience, et cetera, to get your builder's license. But the thing of it is, you can have someone working under you who has that experience. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
Someone under you has that 5 years experience, and you can get your license based on that. And you see the crappiest homes in the world being built by licensed contractors. You don't know jack squat.
That's exactly what I was saying, is just because you have a license doesn't mean that you're not going to make someone's hair fall out with your hair product.
Absolutely.
Or you're going to or burn their skin or something like that.
It creates really a false sense of security.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I used to have rental properties that I worked for my mom and uncle and stuff. They owned them, and I had my own. And they, you got to have a plumber. I could have hired a licensed plumber for $70 or $80 or $100 an hour or whatever it was. And I have a friend who was, you know, trying to get out of doing the construction thing, and he was doing, you know, new construction plumbing, setting it up, and he decided there was more money in residential plumbing, so he was going to start doing that, but he didn't have the money for the licensing. So I would hire him at, $20 an hour or something like that, and basically at some point or another, he decided to get his license and go legit, but he needed the seed money. So I hired him to do everything, and the work was always great.
Yep.
Jericho, thanks for the thoughts, man. Appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to call in with your unlicensed service stories. Maybe you've done some underground work, or maybe you've been on the other side of the ball. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, but beware, we are doing this radio program without a license. It could burn your ears. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything here. We are talking about unlicensed barbering and cosmetology and things like that because it's scary. There's a proposal on the table here in New Hampshire to deregulate some of the licensed businesses. And it's my understanding New Hampshire actually has... It may be the fewest of all of the states as far as licensed industries are concerned. It may be the smallest number of licensed industries.
It wouldn't surprise me if that were the case.
It's certainly down there, down toward the bottom of the list. And now they're talking about lessening that number, making even fewer licensed activities. And that's scaring a lot of people, especially the people that are currently in business. We'll explain why here in a moment. Also take your calls at 800-259-9231.
If you're looking into getting some gold or silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or a barter currency in case things really go south around here, go check out gold.freetalklive.com. I have updated the list of coins there. Finally, the Mises coin that we've been talking about is in fact available on the page. It's at gold.freetalklive.com. There are several, I think a couple others that have been added today, and you can go see some coins that are really easy to compare at other places, because it can be a little confusing trying to buy gold or silver. You talk to one salesman, they'll run circles around you, you get all confused. Gold.freetalklive.com, it's helpful.
All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So back to the scary story from the Concord Monitor about what could happen in the absence of these government licenses that supposedly protect us all. Though, as Dale was pointing out earlier, it's really just an illusion of safety. Because just because you have the government license doesn't mean that you're any more competent than the person that doesn't have that license.
Spoiler alert, but I just did a comic where this one policeman is handing a badge to another policeman. And he says, before you put this on, flip this switch on the back, and it radiates an aura of competence, that, you know, for things like handling firearms safely and telling ordinary people what to do. And the guy goes, oh, this time I just thought people were brainwashed to think those badges meant something.
You can see that over at anarchyinyourhead.com.
It's the same idea. You know, this idea that they have a license, the government gave them a license, and, you know, it's not even necessarily the best way to make sure they know what they're doing. You know, you might, because it's a very specific way. It's like saying you have to go to this very specific kind of training and get this specific training, when in fact someone might learn a whole lot better working underneath someone else as an apprentice for
a while. Well, I think Mark pointed out, a lot of these 1,500 hours, you're training on things you may not ever even need. You're training to do things. I remember Dr. Mary Ruart makes this point in her book, Healing Our World, where she talks about a 15-year-old I guess a black girl that was doing some hair braiding, African hair braiding, not American, but African hair braiding. She was doing that in her neighborhood from her home and getting business. People were coming by to do this because this hair braiding wasn't available.
She could throw down the hair braids.
It wasn't available at the licensed barbers, or maybe it was just too expensive at the licensed barbers. And so this young girl was making a living. She was being entrepreneurial. She was bringing money in doing this. And the news got around. It got around to the newspaper. And so the newspaper sent a reporter out to do this kind of this human interest, young kid makes good entrepreneurial story that sometimes you'll see newspapers do. And as is so typical when a newspaper will do a story like this, the bureaucrats, of course, read the newspaper. And so some of the bureaucrats saw that this girl was doing this African hair braiding without asking for permission from the government first. So they sent armed agents to threaten her and shut her down. And
yeah, it's sad. And the point is, she was probably very, very good in that area of specialization.
And the training that would have been required for her to get the license does not deal with African hair braiding. The hundreds of hours that would have been required had she been legal would have had zero to do with the acts that she was performing. So it just goes to show what you're saying, Dale, is that the government's license is this stupid, one-size-fits-all, just incredibly obtuse process that is entirely unnecessary, whereas, like you say, if you're training under as an apprentice, you'll get the training that you need in the area in which that you need to work, and not all this other crap that is unnecessary.
It
basically
adds costs for consumers that is clearly not warranted necessarily. And another case I heard about is a guy who was an entrepreneurial young person again, and what is a common problem apparently in certain areas is rodents getting into your house through your chimney.
Yeah.
And so he had a very common practice was to put like a mesh over your chimney top so that smoke could still get out and everything. It was easy to open in order to clean and stuff. But you know, just a mesh. It keeps
metal screening. Yeah.
Very simple concept. Keeps rodents out. And it works fairly effectively. And then he would do that specific thing for people. Mm-hmm. He'd climb up on the roof, put the mesh on, and you know, some people could do that for themselves, and you can get away with doing it for yourself because it's your home, but you have to climb up on your roof, and
that's
especially
dangerous.
If you're elderly or something, you're worried about breaking bones, and it's, you know, and some people would just rather pay someone to do that, and that's
absolutely
what he was trying to do, and he was getting cracked down on for this incredibly simple task that people were thrilled to pay this nice, modest fee for him to do. And he got the authorities cracked down on him.
Yeah. And so those are not uncommon stories. And we're going to continue here with a scary piece from the Concord Monitor, because there's a woman named Pam New who has apparently the president of the New Hampshire Cosmetology Association, which they don't even have a website, by the way.
Why should they bother? You have to come to them.
She rallied the troops, collecting petitions with thousands of signatures piled into two Tupperware boxes from licensed cosmetologists and their customers. New tangled with politicians a few years ago when the legislature tried to reduce schooling for certification from 1,500 hours to 100. Now she's fighting again, citing the skills and education it takes to be good at what she does. She said before the hearing, quote, "We continue our education because new chemicals come out and new procedures come out and there are new trends that come out." Like having a website, Pam. You don't have one. News said before the hearing, "We go to advanced training classes, many of which we coordinate through the association. There are trade shows like in every profession that you go to update your curriculum and education." And that's all fine.
That's what I was going to say. Look, this sounds like great promotional material to talk about what you have and what you have to offer at your business. Use this as promotional material, but don't use it as a scare tactic for if someone doesn't do the specific thing, that the sky is going to fall.
You know, and the idea that you need this one size fits all thing, it, you know, as we were talking about, there was this example of this little girl that was doing the African hair braiding.
Mm-hmm.
What does she need the, you know, the cosmetology license for on fingernails and cutting hair and dyeing hair and all that stuff? I go to a barber. I don't want somebody who dyes my hair. I don't want somebody who does, you know, the tips and nails and anything like that. I don't need to know. They don't need to know that information. Nope. For me. They need to know how to use a pair of clippers. I've been to, you know, people that cut hair and they're licensed. They can't use clippers. They can't cut my hair then. Just because they've been licensed doesn't make them competent. Just think about it. How many incompetent drivers on the road have driver's licenses? For God's sakes, the government has no business being involved here.
So the hearing had its moments, like when Richard Kahn, a proponent of the bill, turned back the clock, recalling when his mother cut his hair without a license. He said, "My mother is not a criminal. This bill would correct a situation that criminalizes the behavior of most people." "Did your mother use chemicals on your head?" a committee member asked. "I don't remember. Some kind of hairspray." Waxing was discussed, too. New was asked to differentiate.
Oh, hold on. Chemicals on the head, okay? Mark, earlier, I almost chimed in, but he was on such a roll. I didn't want to interrupt him. But he said, "Whatever it is you do, Dale," when he talked about me dyeing my hair. Well, I'll tell you what I do, Mark. There's two bottles. You mix them. Mix them up. You let them sit for a couple minutes.
Smoke.
You put them in your hair. You try to get them in your... It's good to keep them out of your eyes. You know, that's common sense, and it tells you that. You know, you can tell from the smell of it, oh, I don't want to get this in my eyes. So I don't, and I've been doing it for years and never had a problem. I haven't blinded myself. I haven't burned any skin off. I don't have any hair falling out. You mix two things together. You let them sit. You put them in your hair. You rinse them out after a period of time. There you go. That's what I do. And these people, they're trying to create all these horror stories that someone who's not licensed can't possibly do that for you safely. It is just spectacularly retarded.
We'll come back with more here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. The professionals are desperate. They're upset that their virtual oligopoly will be shattered by the reduction in these licensing requirements, or the perhaps complete elimination of them. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you ever done underground business? Have you had to escape the grasp of the government agents who were perhaps after you? Or maybe you didn't escape their grasp. Maybe they got you and shut you down or threatened you or fined you or put you in a jail cell.
Or maybe you just operated for years on end without anybody ever bothering you.
Maybe so. Would love to hear your story if you'd like to share it at 800-259-9231. But the proponents of licensing will have you believe that without government licenses, that a beautician would set your skin on fire, or your ears will be lobbed off at the haircutters. And
I saw that in a movie once.
Yeah, I don't know how often it happens in real life.
Just often enough in movies to scare the crap out of you.
But it's not because the person is a professional that they don't cut your ear off. It's because, you know, they've practiced and they're paying attention. So
right, I've cut a lot of hair in my life, and I'm not going to cut it any better or any worse if somebody gives me money. I'm going to cut it better if I get more practice, but that's really the only thing that's going to change anything.
So let's get
certainly
back.
Some training would probably make me better, too, but man, I don't know that anything, I don't know they could do too much more than practice.
Let's get back to the debate here between the sides here in New Hampshire, where a proposal is on the table to deregulate, to make it so that you don't have to have a license to do things like barbering or landscape architecture or court reporting or athletic training or recreational therapy. Some people are pretty upset about this, especially the people that are the so-called professionals who've already jumped through all the hoops, and they're upset because they've been abused, and they want everyone else to be abused. It's not fair.
It's not just that. They just don't want the competition.
There's that, too. You're right. So
they know that some people out there want to spend $5 for a haircut, and that they'll go to some young upstart that doesn't have some license, or something like that.
Yep, and it was, you know, made lightly, taken as kind of a joke at one point where the Cosmetology Association head was asked to differentiate between one type of waxing and another, and she said, there's more intimate waxing involved, and responded a committee member, Peter Schmidt, a House Democrat from Dover. He said, Sacre bleu! But the overriding message on both sides was serious. Opponents of the bill spoke about unlicensed people cutting into their business, but they directed their themes elsewhere to the complexities of their trade and the health issues involved. Leanne Lummis of Wyndham, an esthetician and the chairwoman of the Board of Barbering, Cosmetology and Aesthetics, was there. Now, the board is the licensing people. Those are that's the government agency that does the licensing. She said, they don't understand the scope of our practices. We are trained in the use of advanced chemicals. If used in the wrong hands, they can be very damaging.
Like the Joker.
You know, I was getting my teeth cleaned one time. I was in an office in Sarasota, Florida, and I noticed on the wall that the lady had the requisite teeth cleaning certificate from the state of Florida. And I, you know, was just kind of saying, "Hey, you think that made you any better?" She said, "It's important. The kind of job, you know, it's important that we be licensed." I'm like, "Well, auto mechanics fix your car, and they're not necessarily licensed." And she said, well, there's a difference. We could kill people in what we do. I'm like, does your car have brakes?
Yeah, exactly. Are more people killed by illegal teeth cleanings than by car accidents?
Right, but this just goes to show the depth and the breadth of the blindness that goes into the
they're
people.
They're just justifying what happened to them. They're justifying the abuse.
They're painting a horror story. They're terrifying people into thinking that they must continue to go to them because they've paid this protection fee and it's for your own good.
There's that, or that they don't want to admit that they wasted their time and their money in this stupid political process of government licensing.
The thing is, it keeps going on. You know, it's not about having wasted your time and energy one time, because everybody knows that the continuing training is largely bullcrap. It's it's that continuing the paying the fee. What is it, $400 a year?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Representative Randall Whitehead asked about unlicensed activity and its potential effect on licensed businesses. The black market, Whitehead called it. Answered Catherine Wantuck, the board is more concerned with consumers at risk. Elsewhere, Tilton cosmetologist Sabrina Como spoke about pride and education, about accomplishments and self-esteem gained after years of hard work. She says she spent $10,000 on school. Wow, that's a lot of money.
It's hard to turn back now. Like you said, you feel invested. You're really invested.
You are
at that
invested.
Point. You don't want to go, oh, I didn't actually need to do that.
Well, it's what
I'm
you definitely don't want
short for nothing.
Is somebody else starting up a business that didn't pay that.
Right, that's what they don't want. And she's very...
It's hilarious when doctors will come to this country, but then have to spend 8 years in medical school becoming a doctor
Another
in the United
doctor.
States.
Yeah.
Because God knows a doctor from Germany wouldn't be as good or something like that. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous the way these things run. They're just
protection rackets.
That's it.
They're bad for consumers. If there were more people out there practicing these things, there would be competition, prices would be driven down, it would be good for consumers. The market would actually have a significant impact on, you know, meeting demands and making it less expensive for your average person.
They're money-making operations for the licensing boards. I mean, how many people are licensed, especially a few years ago, were licensed realtors that only sold a house or two a year? I mean, between the fees and the fees that they pay to the offices that they work out of and the licensing fees, they don't make any money at all in that situation.
So this cosmetologist says, this is an insult. My loans that I went to school with are just like those for people who went to college, and now you're telling me that my license isn't necessary? Well, do you want to repay my loans?
She has a legitimate complaint there, and quite frankly, let's pass a law that says that this representative who introduced this bill and every representative that voted for it
has
is responsible for paying off anybody who files a claim. For God's sakes, hold these people responsible for the crap they do.
That'd be great, Mark, but you can't do that.
It.
They have sovereign immunity.
And therein lies the problem. That's the problem with government. You can't hold people operating under the guise of government responsible for their actions.
Well, the other problem is it's violence.
Well,
government. That's the other problem.
If you could hold them responsible, I think you could handle the violence.
Maybe. It would certainly help.
I mean, it would
lessen
it would diminish it by a great deal.
It certainly would.
That one action, just taking away the immunity that these people have for their actions, would suddenly change everything.
So she was talking to people like Kirk and Representative Speck Bowers. She and others said standardized testing and certification are needed for safety, for credibility, and for service. They called the supporters of the bill Free Staters, Tea Party members, people who take the live free or die motto too far. I don't categorize myself, said Kirk, but I'm sure there are ideas that are attributed to Tea Party members, whatever that means, that I would share. Bowers said, I think this is all about choice. If a willing consumer chooses to hire a willing provider, the state should not interfere with that choice, even if the consumer chooses to hire an unlicensed provider. That guy gets it on, at the very least, this issue.
Yeah, Speck said the RLCNH group.
That's Bowers, whoever that is.
Yeah, Speck Bowers.
Oh, okay. They don't believe certification walks in hand with quality. Not always. Their logic tells them that there are good doctors and bad doctors, good drivers and bad drivers, right? This, again, the article asking these questions. News says, why not deregulate them, too? Well, indeed. Why not? Why not deregulate doctors? Why not deregulate all of these
regulated professions?
Absolutely.
And once again, this is like you were talking about, this girl who only did braids. She did African braids, and that's all she did. She was probably really good at it. And so if mm-hmm. that's what you wanted to do, you go to her, and she will probably do a better job than anyone else in town, and at a very good price, because she specializes and focuses on that. The same thing could be true with the medical profession. If someone is specializing in certain areas and is really good in those areas, then that's a good thing. Now, if you want to go to someone who's a diagnostician or something, like someone who diagnoses problems, you want to make sure your diagnosis is correct. That's something that would require probably a broader mm-hmm. field of understanding, right? But you know, like as far as like you've been diagnosed, the diagnostician or whatever has said this is your problem. Now you can go to a specialist to get treatment when the treatment is incredibly consistent. Like there's certain things you do that are very consistent. This could draw. I mean, the way medical costs are skyrocketing in this country, a lot of it has to do with all these requirements we put on the people that have to do this. And more doctors are being required to do things that nurses used to do. Someone who was trained as a nurse could do something very well, and that was great for the nursing field, and it's raised the cost of medical care in this country.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, I remember it was years ago we had one of our co-hosts on the show, Torgo. I think his wife was a licensed nurse, and she told the story about how there was a situation at least once, it happened probably more than once to her, where she has been trained to do a lot of the same things that a doctor has been trained to do. But unless a doctor, a licensed doctor, is standing in the room with her, she is unable to perform many of those things that she is fully able to perform. She is able to do the same things as the doctor, but cannot do it without having the doctor standing there.
I understand the need for that, because there's like a lot of interrelated stuff. And I can understand wanting to be able to consult a doctor who has broader training. And you know, I understand that, but it's just gone way overboard now.
You take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. If I want to pay a nurse to do a job that I think that she can do, I should be able to do that.
More absolutely.
You take control. Two is next. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.